Welcome to Dealer Driven, where the rubber meets the road to success.
We know running a dealership is tough, but educating your team doesn't have to be. With NADA Education, you get practical, proven tools your people can use right away, online or in person. Better training means better results. Start learning today at nada.org/education.
Welcome to Dealer Driven. I'm Michael Hayes.
And I'm Cameron Wilson. Today, we're diving into the workforce challenges and opportunities that dealerships are facing. We're bringing you insights from the NADA Dealership Workforce Study, which is the industry's most comprehensive look at compensation, benefits, and staffing trends.
We're excited to bring on two guests today. Joining us first is NADA Academy instructor Matt Balmers, who's here to break down all the key takeaways you need from the latest workforce study. Later, we'll be joined by Joe Fleming, Manager of Industry Relations at NADA, to talk about how to access the study and some great new resources available to all members.
Michael, I'm excited. Let's get started.
Matt, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So, Matt, this is the 14th year of the NADA Dealership Workforce Study. For those who may be new to it, can you give us a quick overview of what the study measures and why it's so valuable for our members?
Oh, it's a critical aspect of what we do. Knowledge is the power and the information we have, and it's not set nationwide. It's done by different regions, demographics, cost of living. And the workforce study is an incredible deep dive that we utilize at the Academy to understand how dealerships need to be competitive, not only within the auto industry, but other industries that may come into your area or your network or your scope, where you might lose people outside of the industry. And having that information, understanding what's being made, how to attract the best people, how to retain the best people, and offer more than just a job, actually, this helps you offer them a career, which is phenomenal and what we should strive to do.
Terrific. Matt, you know, this year's study analyzed like a quarter of a million records. When I think about that, it's great, you know. What does a data set of that size allow us to see that we might otherwise miss with a phone poll like some people do?
Well, polls can be skewed and people answer them however they perceive it. But the actual data we gather from our dealers is incredibly insightful, and it's very objective, not subjective. And it really dives into what is the right way to offer. You know, when you think $20 an hour is a phenomenal rate to offer an entry-level person, it may not be in your specific area or metro area. It could be a great field, but this gets into numbers, takes out the emotion, shows what dealerships are actually paying and how to be competitive within the industry and competing with outside industries. So we can attract and retain the best people.
And we love the idea of giving someone a lifetime career in this industry, as we've all had. So Matt, one of the main uses of the report is helping dealers make competitive compensation and benefits decisions, as you were kind of mentioning. What are some of the most important trends that you're seeing this year from the workforce study?
Well, what we're seeing is benefits play a huge key in it. It's not just simply the check that's out there, because they, you know, we ask all of our students at the Academy, what is the most important factor to our current generation? And we usually use a scope of 18 to 40 year olds. And money's never the first priority, time, and however they are able to optimize that time. And benefits play a key part of that, not only, you know, what you can afford to do, but where can you go? What, how do you take care of your family? How do you establish, as you said, Cameron, that lifetime career that we've been so honored and privileged to have within an incredible industry? And how we communicate that properly and clearly, the workforce study is our best guide that we speak intelligently to the folks. Because if you espouse a number you think is great and the data is not there, it hurts. It hurts our ability to recruit these top tier people that would thrive in our industry.
So along that, Matt, do you see any specific benefits? Because you mentioned it's such a huge factor in not only recruitment, but retention. Other than time, did you see any other significant shifts in benefit offerings this year?
Oh, absolutely. You see things like healthcare. You see things like profit sharing, the ability to have that structure that it's flexible. Again, time is one thing, but your schedule, the hours you invest, and the condition of the environment you work in. You'll see major studies that come out and say people don't necessarily the job, they leave the environment or their leadership. And Simon Sinek had a great small snippet about he met this barista, Noah, in Vegas. Noah worked at the Four Seasons and he worked at Caesars. And the culture at the Four Seasons is why he would say he loved his job there versus he had a job. And we need to find people that are passionate about the industry and what we do. And we're responsible for creating the culture. And the workforce study, dialing that in first, because your first step in a relationship sets a very critical tone. How you treat people, how you compensate them, how you welcome them in, onboard them, is a critical aspect of getting our folks into long-term careers in our industry. And that is where most dealerships thrive. And that's where I think all dealerships want to get to that point.
So, Matt, what are some takeaways from the study that dealers can use right now, immediately, to help strengthen their recruitment and retention?
Absolutely. You know, the old-fashioned way of, hi, make X amount of dollars to a $30,000, $40,000 range, and the old-fashioned ways of, let's just sell cars and make money. This generation, you know, my co-instructor Chuck Bryan and I will talk about, this generation has some stereotypes that I believe are false, but they're very clever. They're very insightful. They can see through a lot of things. And those old metrics, those old ways, they're passing us by. We have to get better. And the workforce study allows us to do that, to offer what is, you know, we break it down not by number, but we love breaking it down by four factors. Provide a living wage, a professional wage, a managerial wage, or an executive wage, whatever level you have. And again, that can vary. A living wage can vary from $60,000 a year to as high as necessity of $150,000 a year, depending on what area you may live in. And you see other industries responding this way. Interns in New York City going to Wall Street firms are given a monthly stipend or salary that most dealers would probably and pick up on. But if you're not in tune with what's out there, if you're not, the workforce study is our best guide in our industry, because it's what's really happening in our stores. It's real data brought in from it. So you can't say, oh, that was a theoretical. When you have that hardcore data from so many dealers around the country or so many dealers in your region, we have one very successful Subaru dealer down in Atlanta. She is always after me, talking to me constantly. She's a fellow alumni. And she's asking about how many dealers in Georgia participated, what areas where they were. They want real data. And that's something I don't think anyone else in our industry provides like we do. And use it. And the dealers that do, my own objective or observation is they thrive. And that's a critical aspect in this time, in these times.
And one thing to highlight too before is I also think not only is it breaking down by region, but it breaks it down between smaller and larger dealerships too, because I know there's concern sometimes about that. Oh, thank you.
So Matt, as a quick follow-up, because you started mentioning a female Subaru dealer, one of the hot button topics is the opportunities that dealerships have to obviously recruit and retain more women outside of the office positions where they do a great job. Are there any success stories that you can share where dealers have had really good success with this?
Absolutely. The Subaru dealer in Atlanta, we talked about, there's a Ford dealer outside of Richmond. Kayla Cody, she's phenomenal. She's a fellow graduate. I talked to her on a regular basis. And what she's told me was very insightful. She says, our application base when we put out a job is about 50-50, 50% men and women. But the women, they're expecting something. You know, that good old days, those old mores that, you know, I know built our industry over the last few decades, they're walking away from that cleanly. But when you offer that right environment, when you offer the way of interviewing properly, to show the culture, onboard them. Now, a lot of people think orientation, well, they're oriented, they're done to go. Orientation is paperwork. And that's usually day one or can happen before you even show up. We challenge our students, orientation should happen before you show up at the store. Onboarding is the critical aspect. Onboarding is a 60 to 90 day assimilation to the culture. I remember in the old days when I worked, you know, I always challenge our students. I go, did you ever point the guy to the computer or the lady to the computer and say, here, go get factory certified, then get back to me? That's not onboarding. Or even when I worked at an OEM, here's your keys, here's a map, I'm dating myself, go visit your dealers and get back to me in 2 weeks. Talk about throwing someone to the wolves in a low environment, not just women, but men. No, thank you, out the door. And we're countlessly there, even larger groups. Even when we recruit GMs, do we actually paint the right picture? Do we tell the truth about who we are, which is an incredible industry? Our generosity, our ability to help the community, our ability to help those, we have to get better at that story and telling that. And when we do bring in women, it's amazing. What Kayla told me was phenomenal. Every woman that's coming in they're not mediocre. They're not bottom tier performers. They're either top 20% or the best they've ever had. Women thrive in this industry if you give them the right culture, if you have the right environment. And that we're seeing even translates across women to men. This generation wants that sense of belonging. And when you dial in the first key factors that the workforce study provides for you, it sets the table. And we have dealers over in Grand Tetons. We have dealers in Mississippi. We have dealers that are down in Central Virginia and Richmond and Atlanta that are thriving when they bring this environment in, especially when women come in and feel like they've got a place to thrive. They've got a place that cares. And they're not settled with mediocrity. The last key point that I love that Kayla told me was, when things go south, you know, we're inevitably in a roller coaster business. There's trends, there's things beyond our control. She says the most stable, steady, focused on mission associate she has overwhelmingly tend to be the women she hires, the women that have thrived in this business. But she set the table correctly in the beginning. And we need to get in that mindset. Now, I'll give you one other incident. We have a gentleman comes in and speaks with us as a guest instructor, Joe St. John. He was out west. He will tell you his traveling the country, the best sales folks are that 18 to 35 year olds if you give them the right tools, especially the women. He talks about several women in the industry that came in and just absolutely off they went. But you have to set the table correctly. If you don't, you're still going to struggle.
So, Matt, that sounds great for women. It sounds like it'd be great for like anybody that wants to come to work in our store. It applies to everyone, I guess, correct?
Everyone.
Matt? Absolutely. Okay, what I say, you know, we challenge students when I first meet them in week four before they come in our fifth week class. I ask them to raise their hand. Who here in this room has helped someone purchase a vehicle where they would have never got the financing on their own, that you went to bat for them and put them in a reliable transportation? And studies have shown that the number one reason people cannot move upward in finance and out of poverty is lack of reliable transportation. We serve our communities tenfold over any other industry or none, but we have to be better at telling the complete truth about our story. And I don't know, and when you really take a hard look at who we are, there's nowhere better. Nowhere.
Terrific. Thank you, Matt. You know, the report, the workforce study notes that fixed ops provide stability compared to some of our other departments on a regular basis in certain areas. How does that relate that to staffing and training and parts and service? You know, you kind of highlighted some of it there, but we talked about sales a lot. Relate that to parts and service, the fixed ops and collision.
Absolutely. So we always strive for three-year retention and onboarding because that seems to be the key where people then all those things come together, the retention, the repeat business, and on fixed ops especially. I mean, empathy, sympathy, the ability to translate this into needs and why it's important, that is an innate ability of those who thrive in this business. And again, you come back to setting the correct table. How people are treated, how people are respected, how their time is honored, those key matters. You know, there used to be an old moray in the business. Hi, what are my hours? They're on the door, but you get Wednesday off. Those things don't work in our culture today. And they want a certain set structure. And it proves in our workforce study. We take a look at what scheduled hours are. I love showing this slide in our academy. It shows scheduled work week 40 to 45, 45 to 55, 55 plus hours, and what they made. And it's hard data. It's not a supposition and subjective. It's data that shows that even if they're scheduled 25% more hours, on average, their income is only 4%. So I have a lot of fun showing our students to say, here's the data. What's the rub? And eventually they figure it out and go, oh, work 25% more hours for I'm out. And that's where we get into this generation is incredibly insightful. Women, we find that in the business, they can see through things in a heartbeat. And that empathy, that insightfulness, that compassion, that thrives in service because people come when they need things. People come when they need to keep their most powerful tool to provide for their families up, running, and reliable. And that's a balancing act that we've seen that those who are given the right culture, the right onboarding, the right assimilation, they take off. And Kayla backed it up. Our top performers, you know, exact words, I don't have one woman in my entire store that is average or below average. They're all top tier people. And that's a fascinating fact that that's live in the real world at our store.
Join us Tuesday through Friday, February 3rd through the 6th in Las Vegas. From the latest innovations in automotive technology to insightful workshops, you'll find everything you need to accelerate your business. Register today at nadashow.org.
One of the things that when I look at the workforce study that always highlights me is that the other than the director of first impressions, our greeter or receptionist, that the highest turnover positions in our store are sales consultants and service consultants. And those are the people that have the most touches every day, whether by phone, whether by email, whether by text, whether in person. So what have you seen from students, some good examples of people that do a good job at reducing the amount of turnover in those two such key customer service positions in our dealership?
Absolutely. So we're finding dealers, you know, there's an old adage that we'll say is if I gave you a script and told you to read it verbatim, you would sound robotic. When you give people a wider path to navigate with bumpers on the rails, you know, guidelines, and you give them that freedom to be who they are, to be themselves, to be that empathetic, be that sympathetic person, a knowledgeable person, you build them with the knowledge, the education, you invest in them to build that base. They translate that to the customer. And if you're willing to make that investment, the old adage was sell cars, get commission, hope you get a check in 6 weeks. Those things don't function anymore well with generations. Now, there are stores out there that are doing this. They're going to continue to glide path on that. I'm certain of it. But I can name a whole host of different companies that were on that glide path and we don't talk about them today. And dealers need to understand that this generation is demanding something because there's always alternatives in their mind. They have no problem, our studies show, no problem with walking away from a job that they don't like because they believe there's other avenues to go to. And it's not like we want the tail to wag the dog. You need hours. You need to take care of your customers. But if you don't set the right table, if you don't respect their values, their views, their how they view the world and find the right way to allow them to thrive, you're not going to get much. You're just going to continue that cycle that some of us are stuck in, and it takes a lot to shake that cycle. But treat people with respect, with dignity, allow their opinions to matter, give them empowerment, and people want a place to belong. Set the table correctly, and over time, you will recruit, you'll attract, and you will retain some of the best people in the industry when they really understand the full truth about who we are and how we serve.
So Matt, you've talked a lot about culture and, you know, setting the right table for this next generation. Looking ahead to where we are right now in 2025 and beyond, what workforce challenges do you think dealers should be prepping for right now?
Absolutely. I mean, adaptability is the biggest thing. The funny thing is the only constant in life is change. And if you're not adaptable, if you're like, I've done it this way and that's it. I get why people cling to that, because if you built a life or a career on certain methodologies, it's hard to change. Is incredibly hard for humans. We have to get better at it. We have to understand and look at the data. And this is where the workforce study helps us. Trends are coming in, and they're coming in not on subjective, but they're coming on objective data. And that's a critical aspect for dealers. Be adaptable. Learn how to change. Understand. Be empathetic with the customers. So I did a massive research paper on buyer behavior. And you think about this, it also applies to who we are. The companies that have thrived the most are not just technology. They combine technology and convenience to serve the customer. And the more convenient, the more we're on terms with our customers, the more we allow them to control within parameters. You give that empowerment to your people. There's nothing like saying, I own something, that I produce something, that it's mine to share with through the company I work at. That sense of ownership, that sense of empowerment, if as long as we give them the right guides, you set the table again. And it allows us to bring data into it and allow us to be adaptable for whatever might be thrown away, the internet, online buying on your phones, deliver to my home instead, pick my service vehicle up. All of that is adaptability. And those who adapted first and went in full enthusiasm come out thriving. And that's an age-old story of the changes we've seen over the last 100 years in our industry. And there's just nothing but opportunity. That's what I love about this business. There's just nothing but opportunity to meet the needs of our customers, meet the needs of our folks, and make that convenient and good for our community.
Well, I think you just gave us the answer to the next question, but I'm going to hear you say it again. We all think this one last thing we want to leave at the end of this thing is, could boil it down. What's the single most important thing a dealer should take away from the workforce study?
Make your decisions by serving the community through data. Make your decisions of giving people a career, not just a job. And the workforce study allows you to where that benchmark starts, in my opinion. And that's a phenomenal way to go. That's the most invaluable tool we have to understand what's going on in the marketplace. One last point I'll give you. There's a dealership outside of New York City. They lose more people to the New York Fire Department. People come in, it usually takes 2 to 3 years. And you know what? Guess what? How many of those people at the fire department come back and buy vehicles or refer people? They've understood how to properly, and they're good with that. Now, not everyone decides, I'm applying, here I go. And now those people have been there 5, 10, 15 years. If you understand the dynamics of your community, you understand how it functions, you understand how to provide, set the right table, you're going to attract more people. And word gets out pretty quickly if you're the place to work.
Absolutely. Well, Matt, thank you so much for sharing these insights. It's clear there's a lot for dealers to digest from the workforce study and act on right now. So thank you for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
After hearing our conversation with Matt, many of you might be wondering, how do I get my hands on this study? To answer that, we're bringing in Joe Fleming, Manager of Industry Relations at NADA.
Joe, we're so happy to have you. Welcome to the show.
Yes, thank you, Cameron and Michael. I'm thrilled to be with you today.
We've just heard some great insights, Joe, about the workforce study. Could you remind everyone why this is the industry's most comprehensive workforce information available?
Absolutely. What makes this study so comprehensive is the vast amount of information we collect. While there are other studies out there that collect compensation data, we go way beyond just average salaries. We spend a large focus on compensation when we collect over 245,000 payroll records this year. However, we also collect data on turnover, retention, benefits, and demographics. During our reporting, this data is broken out in several different ways. We can show luxury versus non-luxury statistics. We can report on data by sales volume, showing the differences between low, medium, and high volume sales. We also follow the Bureau of Labor Statistics and break out the data regionally across 7 regions in the United States. And then with the demographics data, we can show trends that are happening in the industry with regards to hiring and turnover of retention by generation and gender. And lastly, we can go even further by showing trends over a 14-year period, as this is now the 14th consecutive year of completing the dealership workforce study. And I will say that this is verifiable data because we know that it's NADA members who are responding and enrolling in this study using the reporting from their own payroll and DMS providers.
You know, it is such great information. And I'm sure people are now wondering, Joe, tell them how they can get a copy of this report.
Yes. So NADA members who are not able to participate can go to nada.org/workforce study to learn more about the study and consider downloading the report. Of course, for members that are not able to participate, it is at cost. But if you do participate, you'll get it for free. We'll explain that in a few minutes.
And the cost is not that high. Can you tell everybody how much the whole entire report is with all of the information that you just talked about?
Right. All of that information is $5.99. It's only available to NADA members. And we think it's a great value for the amount of information you get each year.
So in addition, can you tell us a little bit about the all-new dashboard that's available? I know we got to see a preview of it, but I'm sure everyone listening would love to hear about that.
Thank you. Yes, we're thrilled to be offering this year. Previously, we've been sharing a custom comparison report for each participant. So almost 2,500 rooftops participating would equal almost 2,500 individual PDF reports, about 80 to 100 pages of data that you would sort through. And it was being used, but we thought this could be better served in an online dashboard. So we transformed all that data into something that can be used anytime, anywhere. It's at the participant's fingertips. It will show you your data that you submit versus a variety of peer groups. And those peer groups are based on your region, your state, your brand, and your sales volume, and allows you to custom build reports on your own in each peer group with various filters for over 60 plus positions in the store. And again, it's available anytime, anywhere for participants only. And it's been an added benefit. We feel we've showed it, as you mentioned, to instructors and academy. And I just visited one of their 20 groups and they were blown away with it. And I think it's something that they're realizing even their own DMS provider that they spend a lot of money on each month can't provide this. And our platform does for free. So we're very excited. Beyond that, it does have a query tool. So that allows you to, again, look for data across any part of the country. So if you're a large group that's considering expanding your network, maybe considering a store in another state, you don't know what they're paying in that state, you can use this tool to find that out and help you in that acquisition.
Terrific. You know, we love free things here at NADA, you know, with our NADA Dealer Vault and everything else. So highlight, we talked about if you participate, then you get all of that information, all the dashboard stuff, all the queries, everything else for no charge. What do I have to do to participate as a dealer, Joe, so that I not only add to the efficacy of the study itself, but I actually get to use all that stuff without stroking you a check?
So yes, participation is key to the success of this study. And by participating, you get this comprehensive report, the National and Regional Trends and Compensation Benefits and Retention Report, and the one-year access to this dashboard I just went through with you. We thank all the members who consider participating each year and take the time out of their busy schedules to submit the data. They submit, again, as I mentioned, payroll data, also benefits data. We have a benefits questionnaire that's very extensive going into retirement, healthcare, other benefits you may be offering, a little bit about pay plans, and work schedules and time off. All that is in this study. And again, it's all because of the participants that we each year take the time to do this for us.
Yeah, well, it's great that they do that. But you know, realistically, I'm thinking about that, Cameron. I think you probably would agree. It's important information for us to compile anyways. It'd be nice to have you do all of the analysis and put it into graphs for me so I don't have to play around with Excel to get these wonderful reports as well as the comparison. So hopefully we can get even more rooftops so we can get up to 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 rooftops. And I think it was, 2,800, 2,900, whatever it was, rooftops this year in the study?
Yes, about 2,500, but certainly those numbers are attainable. And we believe that these new tools and this awareness will help get us there.
And so, Joe, just to reiterate, they get all of this that we talked about for free. They get the report, they get the online tool, and all you have to do is participate. All you have to do is submit your payroll information and your benefit information, and then you get all of this that we've talked about for free. It's a fabulous deal.
We think so. And again, thank you to everyone out there who's taking the time to do so. And we look forward to answering any questions you may have about participating. You can always contact me here at NADA anytime.
Wonderful. Well, Joe, thank you so much for joining us today. And looking forward to see how many more dealers participate for the next Dealership Workforce Study.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you.
That brings us to the end of today's episode. A huge thank you to Matt Vollmers and Joe Fleming for joining us and sharing their insights on the NADA Dealership Workforce Study.
If you're enjoying the show, leave us a rating and review and tell a friend. To access the Workforce Study and other resources we discussed today, don't forget to visit NADA.org. Once again, I'm Michael Hayes.
And I'm Cameron Wilson. This has been Dealer Driven from NADA. Keep your dealership in drive, and we'll see you next time.